The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm looking at a video of a guy who drove through Mishawakan, Taqueria.
Oh.
Yeah.
Locally?
I mean, yeah. It's, he drove through the building, and he walked away with minor injuries. Mm. He must have been wasted. I love that. No,
I would imagine.
I don't love that. I love that he's not hurt. That's what I love.
Okay.
All right.
The guy is drunk.
Why not just move the NFL pass interference to 15 yards? Because... if it is, and now here's one thing I would love. If the ball is underthrown and the defensive back is just running with the guy and he turns and stops and runs into the defensive back to get back to the ball, I hate that the offensive team is rewarded for a crappy pass.
Obstruction, some type of a different change of call to obstruction or something like that?
Listen, that's not on the DB. I'm just running down the field. This guy has to stop and come back to a crappily thrown football. Okay?
Well, if you find the football, that's on the defense to find
I get it. I get it, but
I don't love the 50-yard. That's the most archaic thing in the world. I'm all for it meaning more than 15 yards because college defensive backs just grab you, and it's – you know, what if you capped it at 30? That's still pretty – that's a sharp – penalty, but it's not a 54 yarder. It's not, you know, 50.
Yeah. I don't know if they could legislate it like they legislate running into the kicker and roughing the kicker. If I grab his arms and lock him down so he can't grab a football, I'm going to call that pass interference. Otherwise, if you know, I run into him as the offensive player trying to get to the football. That could be obstruction. I mean, I hate to put more on the referees because it's already too much. How long did it take him to really legislate the out-of-bounds hit? It just seemed like they were screwing that up. How long has it taken for the quarterback? And they're still screwing up the roughing the quarterback, you know. So I don't want to put more on their plate, more subjective calls. But – it seems like there could be different degrees of pass interference. And certainly it seems like and you're right, Lance, how subject one interference for one guy isn't an interference for another guy.
Yeah.
You know.
It's tough. I mean, they do let hand fighting go on because I see it all the time. I'm just thinking that's, you know, that cornerback. But don't you have to let the corners have some contact down the field? I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
We can't just say, that's a penalty, and then in the next breath go, put a skirt on the quarterback. Put a skirt on the quarterback. He needs to get murdered. and then like, hey, the cornerback touched our wide receiver's arm down the field.
Right.
Give us the penalty. Okay.
Yeah, right.
What kind of football are we playing? Pick one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Did you see the middle-aged British woman who's named Dee Ford?
Yeah, it's getting killed.
She's getting destroyed on Twitter.
Well, then you know what? Change your name to DEA. If
no,
you need to.
Her name is Deirdre Dee Ford. Ford. There's nothing you can do
about
it.
What about Deirdre Ford?
How about she was Dee Ford before he was Dee Ford?
Yeah, you're right.
You ruined my whole year, Dee Ford. I hope your ugly wife in your PFP leaves you.
PFP?
I don't know what that is. What is that, Del?
Del, what's that?
I don't know what that is. I see a picture of her. She doesn't look anything like Dee Ford.
At all?
No.
You mean just doesn't look as athletic, not as much of an athletic build or what?
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, she's not nearly as athletic as Dee Ford.
Yep.
And then she's got a comment for all of them, though. She woke up to this and she's like, what the bleep? What did I do? What happened? she's Deviant Trump says guilty by association. Well, I'm not the one with the Trump photo, she says. Let's be thankful.
What was the sentence for PFP? Because I think it means profile picture.
Oh, okay.
So D4's wife is has an ugly profile picture.
I guess.
Is that what they're saying?
Apparently,
or that woman does. I don't know.
Scott says, that's on you, Dee Ford. You can't line up off sides. They learn that in Pee-wee. Terrible. In England, we learn proper football. I bet I could do it, even in Pee-wee. She got a boatload of them. And she's got some pretty funny comments. Look it up, Dee Ford. She's getting her whole life. But she's taking it well. She's taking it well. And did you hear Dee Ford and his... He admitted, I blew it for the city of Kansas City.
Oh, he's taking everything?
Well, if he doesn't line up off sides, they win the football game.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he said, and it was just sloppy football. Whether it was a yard or a half a yard, whatever I was offside. I'm admitting it, and it was sloppy. And you can't do that. That's all it is, really. There was nothing. He's absolutely right. It's amazing.
Unacceptable.
It is unacceptable, and he's taking the brunt of it. You know, all these refs are taking the brunt of the. I haven't heard nearly as much about Dee Ford taking the blame for this one.
No, because it's easier to blame refs. That's an easy narrative. My favorite troll ever, if this ever were to happen, would be for Jadeveon Clowney to tweet, "That's just unacceptable, D." That would be the best tweet ever.
Yeah, I don't think Jadeveon's telling him.
How do you make that mistake?
That is unacceptable. a couple of things here. Deshaun, Pro Bowler. So let's stop the narrative about Deshaun's season, okay? Because he's a Pro Bowler, and deservedly so. One of the great quarterbacks in the game today. Deshaun is going to Orlando. It just doesn't sound right. Going to Orlando. And Del, you were the one making this point yesterday, right?
What point?
Why? Why would I, as a grown man, go to Orlando?
I don't know if that was me, but I mean, unless you got family and they really love Disney World.
Yeah.
And the track, which I could get. But as far as a single man, why am I going to Orlando?
Yeah,
why do I have to go to Orlando?
Most of the guys are single, right? Well, they're younger.
Yeah, they're the younger guys.
Yeah, maybe they got young kids. And if you get a lifetime free pass, that pass where you get to go to the front of the line?
Yeah.
That one? I'll go to the Pro Bowl.
That pass. That's fine.
Okay. I'm going. If I get that lifetime pass, I'm going. Okay? I'm going to risk life and limb because that's the greatest pass ever. Where you don't have to stand in any lines at Disney World. But otherwise, why would you go to this game?
I don't know if you can use it as an inducement, but if you're the Pro Bowl, hey, we're not just going to give you the speed pass to Disney World. I mean, Universal Studios is right in the area. I think SeaWorld, maybe. We're going to give you an all-encompassing. And Disney World is like 20 different parks. They have so many different parks. We'll get you that. We'll get you to Gatorland. We'll get you to SeaWorld. We'll get you to Universal Studios, House of Horror Nights, whenever that shows up again. guys, just please come to our Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not doing it for that stuff.
Please come to our Pro Bowl, guys.
I'm not doing it for that stuff, though.
But speed pass for all of them?
Speed pass.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing it.
Does anyone really want to play in that game, though?
No, you've seen it.
Yeah, no one wants to play in that game.
You want to be able to show up. You want to be able to say, hey, I was at the Pro Bowl, like Lamar Miller. He's probably never going to be at another Pro Bowl.
That's true.
So for him, even though it's in Orlando, he's from the state of Florida, it's probably pretty cool. But for other guys...
My belief, Dell, is that you should not count these as Pro Bowl. If you get this shouldn't count for Deshaun. If you don't get the first call, it doesn't show up on your Pro Football Reference. You're not a real. No. You want to go look at the list of Pro Bowlers. Yeah. Lamar Miller should not be a Pro Bowler this year. What are y'all talking about?
He's in the Pro Bowl.
He's a Pro Bowler.
I know he's in the Pro Bowl. He's not. Bowler though,
he's probably gonna.
I only mess with all pros. I don't mess with Pro Bowlers anymore.
What?
Well, yep, mess with that. That is true. I mean, if you're gonna look at a Hall of Fame resume, it should be all Pro Bowl.
Matt Schaub was an MVP of a Pro Bowl.
And
stop.
He was great. Thank you.
Yeah.
You don't think 973 yards and 5 touchdowns is Pro Bowl worthy, Lance?
Yeah.
You don't think on 210 carries that's Pro Bowl worthy? One of the dominant backs in the AFC South, maybe?
4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Yeah. You don't think that's Pro Bowl?
Yeah, Lance.
Well, let's go take a look at some of the Pro Bowl quarterbacks of the past. Back
Lamar
in the 60s.
Lamar Miller is tied for 11th in yards this year. You don't think that's Pro Bowl worthy?
Yeah, Pro Bowl. Yep.
Tied for 11th.
Well, thank you. Oh, Todd Gurley, you were going to put him in? Well, I think he was named, wasn't he? And look at him. He can't even get in the game anymore.
Yeah, he's so bad, fat C.J. Anderson is taking his spot. Yeah.
How's that? That's who you want in the game? Thanks.
No, he's going to be busy with Super Bowls.
Okay. PFP means picture for proof.
There are multiple definitions, apparently.
At some point, Nick Martin's in the Pro Bowl.
Thank you.
And? At some point, Julian Davenport's got a shot.
Well, the Texans should, because look how many of their guys are staying out. Clowney? Not going. JJ not going. DeAndre not going. Yeah, so we need representation. And why not Nick Martin? Can you name a better center than Nick Martin this year?
Yeah.
Lance?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. See what? How quiet he is?
Yeah. Well, could be for other reasons. Yeah,
because
who
the
knows?
Phone broke.
Who knows?
Yeah. Can't name a better center. Not in the game today. Dell, 7137. We go on the other side. I got to ask
I'm
you.
Still thinking.
He's still thinking.
Nope. Nick's the best. He's the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. 7137803776. On the other side, we got to compare and contrast who did it best.
It was a great day yesterday.
Great day
for
yesterday.
Social media.
Who did it best? Next, right here on ESPN 97. In the meantime, let's get insured.
Or not. We'll talk to you on the other side.
How about I do it right now? Let's talk about my friends.
Yeah.
Yes, let's talk about my friends over at TCP Insurance. Let's talk about getting your homeowner's insurance and getting a quote within seconds. I didn't say minutes. I didn't say hours. I said seconds. If you text money to 232323, text money to 232323. You get an automated text back that says, what's your address? And then you text back your address, and then it says, this is what we can offer you for homeowners insurance. Their algorithms are set up to respond extremely quickly. You get firm rates that are sent to you, and they're the ones shopping the homeowners insurance for you, so they get the very best rates. Now is the time to reshop your homeowners and car insurance, because you know what? Most cases, you can get out of your homeowner's insurance. If you're paying too much, they can get you switched over, and you get the remaining balance sent back to you, and you get this new price, so you are saving big money. Raheel did it and saved. He added flood insurance and still saved money. I added $100,000 of coverage on my home and still ended up saving money. The chances are you're going to find the same thing for you. Text money to 232323. That's money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Who did it worst? Dell? We got to run this down. Florida State is really, really, really bad. Okay?
All right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's working now on the mic.
Yeah, you're working now.
Yeah, I don't know.
John. Whatever. As soon as it breaks down, just call in.
Yeah. Okay? As soon as it breaks down.
Yeah. So Martin Luther King Day. And everybody seemed to get in on, even people that maybe shouldn't have gotten in on the action.
I mean, Florida State is, as far as doing something really dumb, they're the most egregious. But then you've got
Dr. Martin Luther King doing the tomahawk chop
with a Nike Florida State glove on.
How is that even possible?
Seminoles recruiting put this out.
And Willie Taggart's slogan or motto for the program is do something. So it's like Dr. King with the tomahawk chop, and does the glove like dot the I or the T, or is it crossing the T or something? But it's a do something with Dr. King with the tomahawk.
Breaking through the do something with the tomahawk chop.
We can't do that.
Oh, but we can.
Well, we did.
But see, that one is the most egregious because that's some dopey social media manager trying to be creative and just being really dumb about it. But the government accounts, you know, using quotes from Dr. King to, you know, pay tribute to him and send out messages. And there are some organizations that weren't fans of his when he was alive, like the FBI, the CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the NRA might be the most line-stepping MFers on the face of the earth.
The NRA sent out a tweet today. The men and women of the NRA honor the profound life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King applied for a concealed carry permit in a May issue state and was denied. And we will never stop fighting for every law-abiding citizen's right to self-defense.
So they may not admit to what they're implying, but are they implying that if he had gotten his concealed gun, he would have been able to stop his own assassination?
I don't think that's the implication.
What's
there?
The implication?
The implication is he wanted a gun and he was denied. Because of his background.
Real simple what the NRA is doing. They're basically saying, hey, all you guys cheering for Martin Luther King? He was on our team. I just want y'all to know that.
And oh, by the way, was there more a pacifist ever than Dr. Martin Luther King?
Well, Gandhi.
Yeah, well, okay. Except Dr. King always said, you know, no, we got to do this peacefully.
What if the NRA sends a tweet out that says, shout out Gandhi. It was back in June of whenever Gandhi was alive that he went for a concealed weapon and he was denied.
Look, I know what you got. I feel like there's an implication there that, hey, rightful, like, honest Americans should be able to have a gun to defend themselves against non peace loving or law abiding citizens, much like the guy who assassinated Dr. King. I know what you're saying that you don't think that's the approach. I feel like it's the approach. Hey, if you don't get your gun, if the government decides to take your gun away, how can you defend yourself from a potential assassination attempt?
That's a stretch.
You took that to another level. I don't think it's a stretch.
I think because we all know. I know as for all his beliefs, unfortunately, what a lot of people are going to – the stark thing is, hey, this peace-loving guy was assassinated because of what he was trying to preach. And it wasn't just about peace, about equal rights for people of color.
Yeah.
I feel like the thought is, hey.
Well, but I get it. I know you feel like that, but you read a lot more into it than there was.
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I think you kind of did. If you don't have your gun, you could get shot too.
What about Steve King?
Oh, Steve King's a – is he a congressman or a, senator from
Iowa?
He
didn't send something out.
Oh, no, oh, yes, he did.
Oh, no, he did.
He, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., gave his all for all. I have long agreed with his speeches and writings. Today, I think of this MLK quote. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent and things that matter. May we renew ourselves in his teaching so that he can rest in peace. Apparently, that's a fake quote. He never said that. But neither here nor there. I'm not sure that Steve King should be quoting Dr. Martin Luther. Yeah.
Now, Stephen King could, who wrote, you know, Cujo and whatnot.
Right.
Probably not that guy.
Yeah, but Steve King, who's I type his name in the first story about him, the headline is, Racist Congressman Steve King honors MLK with fake quote. That's the first result. Yeah, Steve King is the least likely guy I would have imagined that would have used Dr. King, even a fake Dr. King quote, to pay tribute. I felt like that this was a day for him to, you know, be quiet.
The XFL is quoting Dr. King. No person has the right to rain on your dreams, XFL. What? That's
XFL is about having people live out their dreams.
They're living their dream.
And what did Dr. King say?
No person has the right to rain on your dreams. What if it rains during an XFL game?
I have a dream.
What if it rains?
Are we sure he said that?
Are we sure he said that? Or is that a real quote? Or is that something? Or they pulled a Steve King?
The XFL says, wise words from a great man.
No person has the right. Let's see if he actually said that. No person has the right to rain on your dreams. No. That could be a Paris Hilton quote for all I know.
It's it could. You're right.
Paris Hilton quote.
They're trying to brand.
And apparently it is a quote by Dr. King, at least that according to Goodreads.
But they're branding. They're branding, okay?
Yeah. Hey, okay. Much like Dr. King.
King would have been an XFL fan.
We have a dream, too.
That's right.
To put out subpar football for the masses to watch.
Right. Yeah.
That's his quote.
Yeah. Yum Brands, they're putting out quotes. So is Starbucks. Nothing says Dr. Martin Luther King like a Starbucks.
What is Starbucks quote? What did they say?
Dr. Martin Luther King dedicated his life to serving others. Honor his legacy.
By
volunteering alongside your baristas and neighbors with Volunteer Match.
Mm. What is Volunteer Match? Is that something at Starbucks where you can serve drinks to people?
I'm sorry Starbucks is trying to make a difference. Not everyone's cynical like you. Starbucks trying to make a difference. See? And they're responsibly sourced beans.
Why are you carrying Starbucks' water right now? Are they paying you?
I wish because I'm drinking Serta's coffee, and I wish it was a Starbucks. This is not enough coffee.
Mother Jones says this. Martin Luther King Jr. was a pretty good public speaker. But, but what if he delivered his 1963 I Have a Dream speech with the aid of Microsoft PowerPoint? Then what?
You think it would have had a more powerful
impact
on people?
It would have been much more powerful.
How PowerPoint going to work in front of, you know, the Washington Monument?
I don't know.
Well, it's going to take you have to have a large projection screen, and it's like
going to be big.
In his speech where he said, and I can't remember.
Yeah, ever been to a YouTube?
And white children.
You ever been to a U2 concert, Dell?
Well, excuse me, the Lincoln Memorial. You can see the Washington Monument in the distance, but he did in front of the Lincoln Memorial. How is that going to, how big would the screen have to be for that PowerPoint to have
effect? It'd have to be huge. It'd be the hugest screen of all time.
Huge.
Like, Dr. King, he's going to rent an IMAX screen for his PowerPoint presentation?
There would have been a pie chart of black children and white children from his speech about, and then a hilltop, and it would have been all that stuff. Yeah. The PowerPoint would have made a huge difference.
Huge.
So much more impactful with the visuals.
Yeah. So, who did it worse?
It's not Steve King.
No.
Steve King trolled you with a fake
He
quote.
Used a fake quote, and it wasn't egregious only because it's only egregious from him because it's coming from him. It's not like the actual tweet itself was egregious outside of it being a fake quote. I'm trying to look at it without bias. It's got to be Florida State.
Florida State's right. Yep.
I mean, the CIA and FBI, if you don't know the history of it, you can just say, hell, okay, of their relationship with Dr. King, you can just say, okay, they're putting out a quote. As long as it's real, that's fine. But using him to put out with the tomahawk chop and not – see, the tomahawk chop is one thing, but they put his hand in Florida State gloves. Why? Nike Florida State. Why? they went all in. Like, why didn't they put him in a uniform altogether? They couldn't have put a helmet on him? Those Twitter edit guys are pretty good.
Do something. Yeah, I got to agree with you. him doing the tomahawk chop through, busting through, do something. That's wonderful. I don't think it gets any better. Well played, of course, Florida State.
They apologize.
The chop is the worst. I mean, I can't. That's like showing him, you know, the one where the players have the gloves that they put it together.
Yeah.
And the symbol of the logo. Right. That's like having an MLK logo.
Why can't he do it upside down and make an M?
Okay. What if they had, in their recruiting efforts, had him throw down an upside down U? Hey, even MLK wouldn't go to Miami.
Or Oklahoma.
MLK
their
would
social
never
media.
Go to Miami. A horns down?
Oklahoma
oh,
social media.
Oh, you had to throw horns down?
Speaking of which, did you see Jalen took
Jalen
a picture?
Jalen and Spencer Rattler.
How about that? With horns down.
Jalen's got to be like,
suspended.
Jalen's got to be like, do I really have to do
suspended.
This?
Suspended.
There should be an immediate flag. When the game starts, they should have to kick off from like the five.
Jalen's like, I've been here a week. Do
suspended.
I really?
Suspended.
I don't really
care. Have any beef with these people.
I don't really care about this. In fact, I was on the team that beat their ass a couple weeks ago. Do I really have to
Auburn.
Do this?
I hate Auburn still. Do I have to reprogram, deprogram?
Yes. It's horns down time.
What high school did he go to? Was it like Channel View or something?
Yeah, his dad was the coach there, right?
Yeah. No. So we don't – and he liked A&M, right, growing up, and he just never got the offer in time. So maybe he does hate Texas. Who knows?
Hey, listen, I got to tell you something. If you're going to have a couple of cocktails today, I got something for you. It's called Cheers. It used to be Thrive Plus. Now it's Cheers, bringing in the new year with a new name. 60% of Americans like to have a cocktail or two. That's right. It's okay. And you know what? You want to feel better? A lot of people I hear, well, I just want to feel, I don't want to feel bad the next day. I'm not going to have anything. Listen, you have one or two, and yes, it could affect how you feel the next day. Guess what? Cheers is going to help you feel better, and it's guaranteed. If you don't feel 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. These are five PhDs and Ivy League scientists. Yeah, they were on Shark Tank. Shark Tank, okay? It never lies. It just means that it is a great product. Listen, here's what it does. It gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts before the pain sets in. All you have to do is take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage before you go to bed, and you're going to feel better. Guaranteed. CheersHealth.com. CheersHealth.com. They're right here in Houston. So if you order by 4 p.m. today, you're going to have it on your doorstep tomorrow. CheersHealth.com. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you for it. I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you. CheersHealth.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to CultureMap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Have you guys ever heard the word cockwomble?
Ooh. No.
It's not a dirty word.
Okay.
A cockwomble.
I'm going to check Urban Dictionary real quick.
Yeah. It's a completely useless, in an Urban Dictionary, here's the word, a completely useless person that spouts constant BS. In the American dictionary, in the real dictionary, a foolish or obnoxious person.
Did you get a tweet?
No, D Ford got a tweet.
Oh.
D Ford, the British middle-aged woman, got this tweet from someone, and this is my favorite one of all of them. Man, if your brain was dynamite, there wouldn't be enough to move a hat off your head. Honestly, how hard can it be to look at the ball and make sure you line up on your side of the field? Friggin' numpty cockwomble.
Wait, somebody said that to D Ford? Because that sounds like something a British person would say to an American.
Right. No, apparently this is an American to an American. A Kansas City Chiefs fan, none too pleased with D Ford, but sent it to the wrong D Ford, the middle-aged British woman. And she says, as hard as DMing the right person, it would seem. Cockwomble.
Oh, she called him a cockwomble?
Then she called him a cockwomble back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that feels like what she would say.
No, right. But yeah. But yeah, it does. Cockwomble feels like a British word. You're right.
British people are just way smarter than us, it sounds like, the way they talk.
Yeah. Extraordinary. They're extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they do sound smarter than us. I'm sure that there's not if you speak Cockney, though, right? They don't sound smarter.
No, they don't. They sound dumb.
Yeah, they sound dumb.
Lennox Lewis, brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first time you heard Lennox or Mike Tyson speak, did you feel like that was what was going to come out?
Mike Tyson, no.
I didn't think Lennox Lewis either. I didn't know he was British when I first heard him. I was like, oh, my God. Good Lord, man.
And I think that's where Hill and I had a discussion about playing that game at some point. British or non-British, we have to get a prize involved. It'll maybe a competition where a listener picks you and listener picks another person and 3 out of 5, whatever. But we're going to play a game called British, non-British and see, because they're infiltrating our society, John.
They really are.
Yeah.
They really kind of are. And they can do an American accent, and it doesn't matter what American accent it is. It's almost like Australian actors as well.
Yeah.
It's almost like, what the bleep?
And you can right away tell Americans trying to do one of their accents. Even some of our alleged good actors.
Yes.
That's terrible.
That is a terrible accent. Yeah. All right, let me ask you this, Lance. Worst signing in Houston sports history, Ed Reed or Carmelo Anthony?
Is he thinking or is he not there?
Nah, he's not there.
Oh.
I'm thinking. Oh. I would say there's not a right answer, is there?
I don't.
No, it's got to be Ed Reed, because Ed Reed caused a domino effect for you to lose Glover Quinn. All Carmelo was is just
no. You lost Glover Quinn, and then you came back with Ed Reed, though.
Well, but you lost Glover Quinn because you knew Ed Reed was going to be your guy. Apparently, the owner's like, we need to get our hands on some Ed Reed because he knows how to beat the Patriots. Like, yeah, he did. He knew how to back when before he was injured. But Carmelo didn't prevent you from doing anything. He was league minimum. You paid Ed more than league minimum. And you made a conscious decision to switch out safeties. Their whole plan was always Ed Reed, which is why they never even made Glover Quinn an offer. We had an interview with Glover Quinn. He's like, they still haven't gotten back to me. This is Super Bowl. He's like, I haven't heard anything from anybody. They haven't talked to my agent at all. Like, what? You're a core player.
Well, is that – well, I don't know. Is it almost the same? We're not going to pay Trevor Ariza, so we're going to – but we'll give that job to Carmelo Anthony. We're not going to play Glover Quinn. We're not going to pay Glover Quinn. We're going to give that job to Ed Reed.
Not the same, because they're already in luxury tax hell. Can you imagine if they had to pay Trevor Ariza's money? They got out of some luxury tax by dealing Carmelo. That was just a salary dump. Trevor Ariza makes – what is he making, Dell? Like 14?
15, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he signed a 1-year $15 million.
Yeah. So that would have been $7 million out of the owner's pocket.
And they already got rid of him. They're probably going, okay, worst signing ever. Yeah. Trevor Ariza. Right.
I know. Remember that game we used to play called Worst Signing Ever, and Trevor Ariza was one of the answers the first time the Rockets signed him?
Well, Ryan.
And I say the first time because remember they got rid of him right away and then brought him back. And he was like, oh, this Ariza's not bad.
God forbid. I'm not even going to say it. The worst signing ever could be.
What?
CP3.
Oh, okay.
Well, $160 million if dude doesn't play. If he's missing, if he's missing 30 games a year.
Yeah, but I don't like playing this game. This game isn't fun.
$160 million.
What else? What else? I don't want to play worst signing ever game when Chris Paul is on the table as a potential.
Well, Ryan Anderson is a potential.
Yeah.
Honestly, $80 million?
Well, Ryan Anderson, when you say worst signing, you have to look at what impact it has either on your roster or on your ability to win. You could put Ryan Anderson in there for what he gave you versus the money. Yeah. See, Carmelo was – you can't say Carmelo because I don't think it cost you anything.
No, right.
He just was – all three of us knew this was not going to be a good signing.
More useless signing ever, Ed Reed or Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, now this is a good game. Carmelo.
Yeah.
Because Ed Reed was out there coaching people up. He was Coach Ed Reed.
Well, he was Coach Ed Reed. I didn't want for $5 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that's head coach. He better be head coach, Ed Reed.
Well, maybe they should have done that. Now, Ed Reed brought you the I got robbed out of my car story. What? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was content for at least a day or so. I don't know how long you guys talked about it. What did Carmelo bring to the table?
Carmelo brought... what do you mean I ain't starting?
Olympic mellow, hoodie mellow. I know. Only I know when it's time for me to come off the bench.
Yeah.
Maybe you forgot that.
Those are things before he got here, though.
But didn't he reiterate when he got here?
I just don't feel right. I'm not in a rhythm. Remember that one?
Oh, game one?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh.
Wasn't that after game one?
Yes. Yeah. It's game one, like, whoo, I do not feel like I'm in a rhythm right now. And that's when the Rockets went, oh, God. This is not
No, he gave us a wonderful quote about it's hard with his first game off the bench.
Yeah.
He was talking about how it was.
That's what he's talking about. He can't get in a rhythm.
That was
the very first game.
I can't get in a rhythm.
one game in with a brand new team.
One game in.
He's like, ooh, this is not working.
they should have said right there, okay, that's all. That's it.
Rockets looking. Sources tell Adrian Wojnarowski the Rockets are looking to deal Carmelo. Ooh, man. This. Ooh.
How many games did he play?
Okay. 10.
He played 10?
Yeah.
How many games did Ed Reed play?
2.
The quote was coming off, it was challenging mentally. Coming off the bench, and that's when you started to use the term mentally challenged. He said challenging mentally after game one.
Oh, that's right, because I kept calling him mentally challenged.
That's not what he said.
There you go.
No, Del, he said he was challenged mentally, so I kept calling him mentally challenged.
It was after they got blown out by the Pelicans in game one. It's challenging mentally more so than anything, having to prepare for the game differently.
You just let John go to the mental and challenge.
He was. Card. That's what he said. It's challenging mentally.
So now, Dell, do you want to reassess who gave you the most gold?
Yeah.
Well, that he gave John the most because he could casually drop mentally and challenge and pretend like he wasn't saying what he was saying. John appreciated that quite a bit. I don't know how much he gave the rest of us.
Oh yeah, but homeless Ed Reed gave me a lot of fun too, though.
I believe that.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was fun.
It's Carmelo. I think it's Carmelo because John got off that blast.
Okay, so 10 games is 1/8 of an NBA season. 2 games is 1/8 of an NFL season. So, I mean, this is a close. This is a battle.
It's close. Actually, I want to go back and change it.
This
it's Ed Reed.
Affirmed an Aladar going down the stretch.
No, it's Ed Reed because Ed Reed not only had the stolen cash out of a trash bag in his front car. He not only had he had a play card like in the back of his pants and some shorts where he was on the field like he was a coach, and I started calling him Coach Ed Reed. He had the look that he had. He got into a fight in the media with Wade Phillips. Like, it was him.
I don't know.
And he also gave us
mentally challenged Carmelo is close though.
Well, challenged mentally. That's you. No, none of us co-signed that.
None of us are going to say that, but you. But Ed Reed also gave us the whole, who really wanted Ed Reed? Was it a Wade decision? Was it a Bob decision? Because the Texans always love to, you know, never take blame. He did give us that discussion as well when the Texans decided one was going to take blame.
Everyone was like, I didn't want Ed Reed. Was it you? Who wanted Ed Reed?
Nobody wanted Ed Reed.
Who wanted Ed Reed? Remember, and they'd ask Ricky, but it's not important. Who drafted this player?
Wait a minute. Didn't you go pick him up in Bob's jet, Rick?
Yeah. They all went.
All right. You know what he needed? Ed Reed needed some testosterone.
No, he didn't need testosterone. Well, he needed his hip. He needed the hip labrum, you know, taken care of. But I know this. If you need testosterone, if you have testosterone issues, the only way you know, you're not going to self-diagnose. Now, I can tell you what the potential, what you're looking for. And here's what you're looking for. You're looking for anything having to do with energy, a lack of energy. You're looking for anything having to do with a lack of drive, determination at the work front. It can be, and once again, it can be any one of these things, or it could be several. It could be an issue with libido. It could be that your workouts are not helping you maintain that lean muscle mass. Any of these issues could be driving your problems, And that comes from – it stems from having low testosterone. Men's T Clinic will get you back on the right track because they will get your testosterone level back to where it should be. And once your testosterone level is back to where it should be, I think you're going to find that your energy level is back to where you need it to be just to live your life the way you want to live it. And your workouts and your body type, you're going to see a big difference after 2 to 3 months. It really sets in. I can tell you, it made a huge difference for me. I started in January of 2016, and I've never looked back. I'm still going to Men's T Clinic, and it's fantastic. MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com. Cypress Heights, Pasadena, and Pearland. MensTClinic.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, I'm going to need a ruling on this one from you guys. Ex-Dallas Cowboy running back Darren McFadden arrested early Monday morning. Officials say he was driving drunk in his 2019 GMC Yukon.
Who was this?
Darren McFadden.
Oh, is Darren? You said former Cowboys, right? He's not there. He's done playing, right?
Yeah. Darren McFadden's done. So, but here's what I need a ruling on.
Okay.
He was arrested in the Whataburger drive-through line. I kind of feel like. That should be like home base when you're playing it, where you can't get tagged.
You can't be in trouble in Whataburger line.
Whataburger drive-thru is a safe space when the police are coming?
I kind of feel like, isn't that where all drunks go at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, it's always going
to
be open.
And if you take that away, Whataburger will have to shut down? I mean, honestly, there should be that. Drive-through place should be a place that's safe for all drunks.
Was he asleep at the time?
I don't know, but his picture looks like he was pretty high. Okay? He was going pretty good at the time. That's his mugshot? Yeah. His eyes. You need some Visine there, Darren. Anyway, I just kind of feel like there should be a place. If there's one place that should be safe for drunks...
I feel like not Taco Bell, Jack in the Box may hold that.
Jack in the Box and Whataburger.
Yeah.
Whataburger's open 24 hours. That patty melt.
Or even a taquito will suck up some grease.
Right.
Or suck up some alcohol. Well, I mean.
But if it's 2 in the morning and you're by yourself and you order 8 tacos at Jack in the Box, you could be arrested at any point.
You think the police delegate officers to the Jack in the Box
right
at 2 a.m.
Well, there's an immediate alert. 8 tacos.
Hey, when you got to fill your
quota. We got a live one.
You got to meet your quota. Hang out at the Jack in the Box at 2 a.m.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. I think it's like entrapment almost at Whataburger drive.
You know the guy is drunk.
You know he's drunk. The guy is drunk. You know he is.
The guy is drunk.
I mean, I kind of, we need a rule.
I'm with you, John. I'm not sure on the D word.
What, drunk?
Yeah, he might be. Are we sure he wasn't the H word?
It says he was drunk driving.
Okay.
Driving drunk.
Does it say driving while impaired?
It says drunk driving.
Well, now
TMZ is reporting this. They may have misreported. I don't know. Because did you see the picture? It looks like driving while H.
He's driving while he's messed up.
Yeah, he's messed up.
He's messed up. That's what I know.
There's no question.
Why don't they have that? Driving while messed up.
Because.
Or just being messed up. Like, if you ever said I was messed up, you'll usually say effed up, right?
No. But here's the deal. Is there a safer driver than a high driver? I don't think so.
No.
If you're stoned and you're driving, you're doing 20. Okay.
In those states where it's legal, how do they test that? Like, you can't. You're not allowed to drive while you're high, right?
I don't.
That's driving while impaired.
Yeah.
So how do you test it? How high do you have to be? What are the rules on being high?
Well, yeah, and what's the blood? Did you get a blood test? Because it does stay in your system. And you could say that was like two. I mean, alcohol, you can find out right now what your blood level alcohol is. What about blood alcohol? What do you find out with your weed?
You measure number of times someone says man in a sentence.
Dude. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Sir, do you know why you're being pulled over?
Dude.
I need you to step out of the car. What's the issue? You're driving 17 miles an hour in a 60.
Yes. Hey, man.
Wow, man.
Your heart. Well, if he says you're harshing my high, is that enough?
Yeah. Harshing my vibe.
Yeah, is that enough for you to get taken in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you ever noticed? I know you guys have done this before, where you're just like in the middle of the street, and especially I saw this in Vancouver, where I think it's legal, but or it's not legal, but they do it anyway. But I've seen it in Houston too, where cars will just roll by. Like I've been at a stoplight and looked over, and a guy's just fishbowling. Like, it is just a whole car full of smoke. And the guy's just smoking out, and then they, you know, roll down the window to let it out. Like, oh, that's 100% weed. And I'm just thinking, is that – I mean, I don't feel like that's legal. Well, it's definitely not legal because it's not legal in the state. But in Colorado, is that legal to drive while you're smoking? Because how are you testing it? These are things you need to know.
Yeah. I really don't think you can, but I don't know how you test it. Yeah.
I don't know how you test it either, but I feel like that's probably not a great idea, and I feel like it's probably illegal.
Probably. It should be.
But like you said, it's going to be some slower.
But
slower
you are going to, the whole world would be a slower place if everybody could just get high. It would be, you'd cut down on horrific accidents because you'd bump into each other at 5 miles an hour.
I know somebody who could not drive up a ramp. He's like, I couldn't get the car to go up a ramp. He goes, I didn't think I was going to be. He goes, the drive was like a quarter of a mile from one place to another, and he had to go to his apartment complex and drive up a ramp to park in a parking garage. He's like, I couldn't get the car to accelerate up the ramp. Like, were you pushing the gas? He's like, I guess. I don't know. What? That doesn't seem safe.
JD says the only thing you have to worry about driving high is missing your exit or turn or forgetting where you're going.
Guess what? I can't do any of that stuff.
Not
I'm
reckless.
Completely sober.
Yeah.
Like, remember that time I drove up a ramp and then I just decided, oh, this is going to take me on that giant bridge. I better reverse and go back down a ramp and reverse.
But you weren't even stoned.
That's
just
what I'm
saying.
I'm more dangerous than high drivers.
Yeah, right. Way more.
And I miss stuff all the time. Even with Waze on my phone, I miss stuff.
Mm-hmm. You had it right there. And it told
Waze.
You don't turn here. Wait. And you still turn there.
But I try to follow the line, right? I don't read the directions. I just try to follow that line.
It kind of tells you.
Ooh, do I keep going?
There are words telling you where to go.
Yes, the words tell you too, Lance.
But who cares about that? Just follow the line in the path.
Yeah, that worked out for you. Backing up on a bridge. How did you guys not talk about Brock Osweiler? Worst signing ever.
Because we were talking Rocket. Oh, yeah, Brock was.
Brock's got to be right there.
Yeah, Brock's worse than Ed Reed. Yeah. Brock was $17 million. Brock cost us a second rounder.
And a second rounder.
Oh, Brock's the worst. Brock, we had to give a second rounder away.
Right.
We, as in, you know.
Us.
Yeah.
As in Rick Smith.
Yeah.
No, right.
And then I will never forget how Twitter just went crazy. Like, look out, Maury. There's a new sheriff in town when it comes to smart GMs.
Hmm.
Rick Smith just fleeced the Cleveland Browns. And all he had to do is give away a second. Like,
what?
Are we sure this is a fleecing?
To a team that doesn't care to a team that's not going to win a game.
You could have taken a cap hit and still been okay. Yeah. Like, ha ha, and we still have room for Tony Romo. Ha ha. Now we get to let AJ Bouye walk and we give away a second rounder. Like, wait a minute.
Yay.
None of this is right. None of this is good.
Yay, us. You know what is right? HRP. What? HRP.net. HRP.net. That's my peeps over there. And it'll be Kevin or Chris or Mike or whomever's going to come to your workplace and it's going to break down exactly how they can save you money. And if you're not completely satisfied, because this is happening with another one of our people here, they're like, I don't think this is a good deal with our payroll company. And HRP looked at it and went, oh, my God, dude, you're getting fleeced here. What are you doing? We can look at what we can do for you. And it was like night and day. And so this is happening all the time, all over. Or if you're still doing it yourself, your payroll, you're just wasting time. Somebody that's taking care of all the benefits and all the insurance and all the Affordable Care Act and the taxes and the payroll. And my goodness, you can do it cheaper. This is what this company does. They do it a lot better, more efficiently. They do it every single time. If you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, or if you're still doing it yourself, if you've got a business that has 15 employees or more, my friends, it's HRP, a locally owned and operated company. You'll love these guys. HRP.net, HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net. Make sure you tell them you heard it right here.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.